You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
All right, welcome in, super fans. So, this is your host, Maddie Savage. I got Mike Apex right here with me. And we are about to get into this episode. We got a loaded schedule, loaded show. Lots of topics. We're both fired up. Some recent things have happened in U.S. soccer. But until that, let's get into who's hot and who's not. Mike, who's hot right now?
Well, I guess what's going on, super fans? I guess I gotta eat crow right now. You know, we did our little picks early on, and we kind of, well, sold these guys short. The Vancouver Whitecaps are hot. They are hot, bro. They are very impressive right now. I think they're undefeated. Dude, I can't say enough about these guys. So I got to give them their props. And they're not barely winning. They're out here doing their thing, man. They're really showing and proving. And, man, I don't have enough to say about them right now. But, yeah, go ahead, Maddie.
I got to agree with you. I'm right there eating that same crow as we both talked about. We didn't, either one of us had them picked for making the playoffs or anything like that. And they're the only undefeated team in the league that hasn't even lost, like tied or not lost. They haven't even tied. Like, they've won every single game. And that's very impressive. We weren't the only ones that didn't have them pick. Some of the other, you know, more knowledgeable, quote unquote, air quotes, people within MLS had them way down. So they're turning it around. I guess you didn't say turn it around. They're proving us all wrong, and kudos to them. I hope they keep it going and, you know, shock everybody, but it's a surprise run for sure. And, you know, kudos to them.
Yeah, just to elaborate, shout out to Coach Sorensen. I mean, this guy, who do they play? Was it CF Monterey? Remember they played
that
midweek, right?
Mm-hmm.
They beat those guys, and they're very good. That told me a lot about them, right? And I was like, well, you know, they've been winning. That was kind of like the proof in the pudding. And to see them come out here and they're, it's only a few teams. I don't know. I know they were mentioning saying everything's historic now, but they've gone undefeated, the first four, weeks of the season. It's only been a few teams in MLS history that's done that. And it's just great to see these guys playing, excellent, team ball. You know what I mean? I can really appreciate that, man. This is why we love the MLS, bro. It's so much parity. We could be dead wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys came out there, and it's all about competing and showing and proving. But definitely shout out to Coach Sorensen. Shout out to all those guys over there making a name for themselves. And, hey, guys, you got the spotlight. Let's see if you can keep it rolling, you know?
That's true.
They got Chicago this week, right? Chicago Fire, I think, this week.
They do. And you're right. That's what it's all about. It's all about getting out and competing. And, you know, if the media or whoever is saying one thing, you get on the field, you can prove them are wrong. On that note, talking about proving people wrong, we have the other end of the spectrum who's not, unfortunately, is the LA Galaxy. They are really stinking it up. No other way to say it other than that. They're not playing a good game right now. They just To put it mildly, they really miss Ricky Pooch. Like, badly. They do. Very badly. He's
LA probably, Galaxy, out of this world. You guys out of this world right now. Come down to Earth, Galaxy, please. You're in space right now, and you're floating around, and you're helpless right now. Come on back down to Earth and get grounded and start playing some good soccer, guys. Yeah, Maddie. It's amazing. We always know Ricky is that dude, right? I love Ricky. Ricky, get well soon. Godspeed. But, dude, it's enough star power. It's too many stars on their team for them to be sucking like this. Matt, what's up, man? What's up with these guys?
I really don't know. It seems that there's a... Ricky is the engine, as we've said in our predictions and everything else. When we started before the season, we said he's going to be a big miss because he gives them the go. He's the engine. He lets them go. He puts people in position. So with him not distributing, not, you know, going for those passes and things like that, Gabriel Peck is trying to alleviate that, and he's trying to be more of a playmaker, but he's not that. He just is not really his game. So he's taken out of his preferred position. And then you have Marco Royce has been a no-show. I mean, he has been
he's shocking. MIA right now.
Very
he's
much
he's on the
so.
Milk box, milk carton somewhere. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, it's been between injuries, and even when he's on the field, he's a ghost. I mean, he's just it's wow. So you mix those elements all together, they're just not good right now. And they even have a goalkeeper decision. We kind of talked about that a little bit. Yeah. Because you got McCarthy, who they had him last year. He won the MLS Cup, did very well. The defense was solid. Everybody was on the same page, but he's a little bit older. He's, you know, oh my goodness, Mike, he's 32. He's a little bit older. That's a little joke between us, you know, because we're over that, both of us. But yeah, so he's right. 32, and they signed Nikovic, who's younger. He's 23, and they see a lot of potential in him, but he just ain't there yet. The games that they played, you know, it's either he's made mistakes through his play or through his communication and put them in bad positions and everything else. And the last game, the Galaxy coach decided to go back to McCarthy, and even though they didn't win versus Portland over the weekend, they did at least get a draw. And you could see some of the things, you know, defensively kind of taking shape and getting back to the way they want to do. They still got to figure out an offense, but at one point in time, I mean, they had the whole house was burning down. I mean, the defense was leaking goals. Offense couldn't get anything to go. I mean, they just didn't have any sort of direction, and they were just, you know, just grasping at straws. So,
right.
But yeah, that's the Galaxy right now, and it's not a pretty sight. But like you said, once.
Nah, I didn't mean to cut you, but it ain't going to get any easier because I think they're playing Minnesota United this weekend, right? Up there in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. And
they
those guys are playing very well also, you know. So, man, you know what's crazy? We thought these guys that, and I said it again, I thought they were going to bounce back against Portland, right? I said, okay, they're going up there, but this is a good match for these guys to get this stuff together. And, you know, but, man, this is, I don't know. They need to have a team, you know, the players meeting, players only meeting right now, right? Gut check time because, you know, they gotta get themselves together because, like I said, it ain't gonna get any easier. Hey, every Saturday or Sunday, it could be an L or a dub, and right now it's a whole lot of hot dubs. Excuse me, minus the dubs right now. These guys are getting a lot of L's right now, and it's just kind of disappointing. I feel like they'll right the ship, but. I don't know, bro. It's
they still have to get a couple of players back, and for the Galaxy fans who are listening, let's see, we have Paintsill is still injured. He'll be back in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, Joseph Paintsill, he's been out the whole season. So that affects the attack some. But even whenever he does come back, right? So you got him on the left and Gabriel Peck on the right. Who's distributing the ball? That's the big key right now is who's going to, you know, distribute the ball. Edwin Cerrillo is not really that distributing type. He's a defensive mid. He's not what Ricky is, more of an attacking and, you know, kind of central mid player. And Marco Royce was supposed to, they were like, the whole offseason, it's like, well, Marco Royce can fill in the gaps until Ricky Pooch gets back, and they should be fine, they should be fine. I even said that. And he's been, I mean, dude, go take a vacation, do whatever you got to do to get back, because he doesn't seem to have it. He doesn't seem to have that will, desire, whatever you want to call it. Maybe he's hurt. I don't know. He has something going on, and he's not the Marco Royce that everybody has hailed as, oh, this guy coming over from a Borussia Dortmund and everything else. He just is playing. He's a shell of himself. And at this moment, he's not helping the team. He's hurting them by being a shell of himself instead of who they expected that they were getting. So, but yeah, let's move on into our next topic of choice. The Sunday night soccer game. It was a very, very good one between Miami and Atlanta. Mike, what do you think about that game? You got a few topics about it, I'm sure.
Woo, yeah, that was a very good game. First off, it was good to see Le Goat himself out there on the field. Messi showed up, which at first we weren't sure if this guy was going to come out there and play, right? Atlanta played well. I mean, they, to me, and we picked Miami to lose. I thought Atlanta was going to win this game at home, right? Bro, they pretty much controlled the game. I mean, from what I saw about half of it. I don't know how much you saw that, but I thought Atlanta should have won that, bro. I mean, they did everything they should have until, and I'll let you finish that part, until the very end, and it was that one mistake there. But look, they should have got that right there. I think I saw maybe about 20 minutes of that match, and for what I saw, Atlanta had a lot of squandered opportunities, as we saw down there. I thought I saw at least two or three where they should have scored. But, yeah.
I agree with your takeaway. They should have won. They really should have. They, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but they got that early goal and kind of took the foot off the gas pedal. I'll say it like that. That's the nicest way I can say it. Once they scored, they kind of said, okay, we got this, and didn't do it with that same kind of level of intensity. And it bit them in the rear end. It did, because within 5 or 6 minutes after they scored the initial goal, Messi came right back and he scored his, whatever you say.
Yeah, Messi did score.
Yeah, he scored, yeah. And you could say offside or this and that. It was a close call. It was, you know, he does his thing. It's Messi magic. That's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. They get back in it. And then once he scored, and the way he scored, and with, you know, coming back so fast, I think it was a gut punch to Atlanta. And everything they did after that just seemed to not work. I don't know if it was a mental thing or what. The guys that I follow, you know, who know soccer very technically and from the, I guess from the coaching, managerial aspect of things, they're saying they don't see how some of the players fit together. And it might be a personnel, you know, maybe one person needs to maybe move so that it'll be best for the whole team, because they got too many players that are trying to fill the same positions, trying to do the same things and you can't have two players occupying the same space. You know, we both have a basketball background, and it's just, you know, spacing is important. It's the same. Spacing is important in soccer. You can't have, I mean, any sport really, but you can't have two players trying to do the same action. You can't have two wide receivers running the same, you know, running into each other, things like that. So those things are important. And right now, it looks like they've got just one too many of a certain player. It's in that space. They need to, you know, maybe shop them around, or perhaps bench them in the short term. See if that'll help. And I don't want to say any names because I don't know the team that well enough to say, oh yeah, take this player out, put him in this position, and work this out. But they do have problems, and I think that it could be as simple as that. One of the things that I've noticed is Saba's been a no-show this past year. Now, they have moved him around. He was on the left side, and they moved him over to the right. That's another one of those little tweaky, you know, sort of things that if they were to get back to doing it now, for me, I don't know why they have him on the right side. After a couple of games of seeing his production went down, I'm like, yo, you need to get back to where, you know, you were, I mean, a beast for us. And we might see that very, very soon. But, yeah, they're still trying to figure it out. But as far as the Miami game, they played very well the first 15 to 20 minutes. And the rest of the game took the foot off the pedal. And they missed the opportunity.
I agree. And to be honest, Miami's one of the best. I think they had a tie. I think they've won everything. They had like a tie one game, right? If I'm not mistaken, they haven't lost, but they scored the most goals in the MLS and all of that. That was last year, but it's carried over this year. And they are a very good team. I got to give them their, give them their kudos. So Atlanta's right there. We know. And I think, Coach Diela, he was, mentioning that, after the game, remember they were interviewing him or whatever, and he was saying that, you know, he was kind of proud of the guys. You know, they played well, they competed. Like I said, they squandered a lot of opportunities. And speak on your guy, Fafa, because he ended up being the hero, right?
Yeah, Fafa Pico was the hero of the game. That header in, I love me some Fafa Pico. He played for Nashville 2 years ago, played for Vancouver, who we just talked about early in the podcast, last year. And him leaving for Miami is one of the reasons why, just one of them. There's a myriad of other reasons why I was like, yeah, I didn't think that they were going to get back to the level that they are, early on anyways. I mean, the whole rest of the season remains to be seen. But yeah, you lose a guy of his caliber, he's lightning in a bottle. I love his game. I love his attitude. I love his passion. And him getting that goal was just, it was great. But let's get back to the underlying reason why he got the goal, right? Raguzan, for whatever reason, I don't know if he's like a bull when he sees pink, you know, how like bulls, they see red and they go, it's like when he sees pink, it's game over. He goes into beast mode, right?
Right.
And I believe that he would have made that save there at the end if his player hadn't been in the goal. Because I pointed that out to you. I said, you know
yeah,
what?
You did.
If the player wasn't there, because he kind of like at the last second kind of like stopped a little bit, and I was just like, if that player, because the player was there and he didn't want to fully extend, you know, because you jam something, fingers, shoulder, whatever, and so he kind of like let up there at the last second because his player was there. Defender. And I told you, I said, if that defender wasn't there and he fully outstretched, he might have possibly got that block. So, you know, a little stuff here and there. But Brad Guzan had a heck of a game. I mean, so many saves.
He did. He's been great all year, to be honest. I mean, this guy's been showing up every match, doing his job, you know, holding down the fort. And you're right. That situation there, you said it right away when we both were watching it together and talking about it. And but it was excellent. That was an excellent header. I mean, I got to give it to Fafa to come in there and you know, make a play like that. And really, man, great coaching move, bringing that guy in. Great substitution, right? And you talk about that all the time, broski. Like, we get on these coaches sometimes, and, you know, sitting on their hands, not making a move, or, you know, bringing in certain players. And, you know, that definitely was an excellent move, you know, by Miami, Inter Miami's coach. But, yeah, man, I feel like Atlanta has a lot of talent. They spent a lot of money, and it's going to, as the season progresses, hope everybody stays healthy. They're going to get better, and they're going to be right there in the thick of things. But Miami right now, they're ruling. And, you know, hey, got to give it to them, man.
Yeah. Well, on the, you mentioned about me getting on the coaches. I will say this. I see this a lot where the coaches want to sit on their hands, and where for me, I would make adjustments at halftime a lot of times, because sometimes with the first half performances, you can just kind of tell. You're like, hey, they ain't got it for whatever reason. And they want to be like, well, maybe they could possibly turn it around. And it's like, no, he had a stinker. Get him out the game.
And,
Yeah. And like I said, we come from basketball backgrounds where you can sub in and sub out quite frequently. There's no limits to it.
Right.
And so with soccer, having limited substitutions and things, you do have to be a little bit more prudent with it. But, yeah, yes, there's been so many opportunities and so many times where I'm just like, all right, you know, this guy here, he doesn't have it. Maybe bring somebody else in. But, yeah, good call by Mascheroni. I think it's his name, Mascheroni. I'm not good with his name.
I don't want to
butcher his name either. Mascherano, I think. There you go. Mascherano.
Right.
Yeah, he did good. He's got a good bench of young and veteran players, so that he has the mix.
Yes.
It's good problems to have, and, you know, players for situations just as that one. You know, you need a goal. You got a goal scorer, lightning in a bottle. Go out there for the last, you know, 10 or so minutes and just wreak havoc, see what you can do. And he did, and he got them a win. So good
he
on
did,
the
coach. And then, yeah, he has a lot, you know, he has a lot of groceries to cook with over there, you know. And you got that guy Messi coming in. That Messi effect is amazing, the you know, the positive effect he has when he's on the field. And we're happy to see him out there. And the fans, I know they enjoyed that, even though the team lost. But, yeah, bro, I think that was a pretty good match. And,
well, this weekend, so I hate to be the savage bearer of bad news, but Messi did tweak a muscle in that game and had to be subbed out. And that might have been the last one we see for a while. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Damn, okay.
Yeah, because that's the reason why he's not with the Argentina national team for this international break, because of, you know, the fitness issue, because of the tweaking the muscle and everything else. So, and that kind of goes back to our last podcast. We were, you know, kind of giving him a hard time, but I think that we're directing it Messi's way. And it probably should have been the directed towards the coaching staff or whatever, because he was resting, quote unquote, load management, whatever you want to say. He had a lot of games in a short period of time.
Right.
But maybe he was resting because he tweaked the muscle or whatever he had going on. See, when you aren't transparent, that's when the questions start getting asked, and it's like, well, what's wrong? Is he hurt? Is it rest? We don't know. And they were very, the waters were very muddy, and that caused a lot of problems. And if they had just come right out and said, hey, he's got this going on, he's out for X amount of time, people would have known. And part of this is on MLS too, because they don't want him to say that he's not going to play or he's not going to do this or that. They'd rather it be, we don't know, maybe he is day-to-day, this, second, and third. That way the people do show up, because you got people who pay the tickets. But just because they, you know, paid the money, some of them, they got money like that. Just because they didn't pay for the ticket, Messi's not going to be there, they're not going to show up.
Mm-hmm. So
all of that kind of went into it, and that's my little spill. But we'll move on to our next.
It's a fine line. They don't want to lose the fans. People not, you know, I get it business-wise. But, You're right. Transparency, it's a little sketchy there. You got to be careful. You don't want to, like you said, they don't want people not to show up, but at the same time, they don't want people coming and expecting Messi to play, and he's not. But, yeah, man, I didn't realize that. You know, we were kind of tough on him, but, yeah, it's, yeah, he is, like, dealing with some injuries here and there. But, yeah, guys, we got to appreciate him while he's here, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, like, be thankful he's out here giving us all and whatnot. But yeah, I think we want to maybe transition. Want to go into a little bit of USA, Team USA, USA, right?
Yeah, USA. Yeah, there we go. This is gonna be the meat of the. This is gonna be the meat of the episode right here. I'm ready for this. Go ahead, boy. Well, kick us off.
You
kick
got
us
the
off.
Meat. I'm gonna pull out the potatoes right now, and then I'll let you get the meat. I got the French fries right now. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about it. So last night I caught the end of it, right? We were looking at the CONCACAF and U.S. men's national team, right? And just to let you guys know, you know, Maddie and I were both big supporters of USA Soccer, the men's and the women's, right? And, you know, our women, shout out to our women's, they're great. Everybody know they're probably, I would say, the number one, right, maybe in the world. Our women's team are that, right? They're the deal. Our men's, you know, we're coming up. We're good. You know, we have rich history also, but we're definitely trying to get these guys on board. And let me say this. I was highly upset. And then Maddie sent me a text elaborating even deeper. He went deep, guys. He went deep because I saw it on the surface level, right? But he went beneath the surface. So we're watching the match last night. And first of all, guys, if you're listening, please listen to us. The scheduling, the timing of it all, right? First of all, it was on a Thursday night. Now, you guys got to be more calculated and look at, if you want to get viewership, we're at home. We're playing in L.A. at SoFi Stadium. I've been past that stadium out there. Beautiful, state-of-the-art, you know, just outstanding stadium. The game, what time was the game? The match was like, what, maybe 4 o'clock? Pacific time, I think it is. Why? On a Thursday. So people are still at work. People, you know, why were we the prime time team that night, right? You got the NCAA tournament. I think they started yesterday. So it's a lot of, as far as viewership with us watching on TV. So here's a really good opportunity for us to get out there and, you know, showcase our guys. Poor timing, scheduling. That was piss poor, right? So you got that aspect of it. And then on top of that, you're looking at the stands, of course. I'm looking at it, and it was just so depressing, Maddie. Go ahead and get deeper. I'm just, like I said, I got the French fries on the plate right now. You go ahead and serve up that meat.
Okay. All right. So the real issue here is, for whatever reason, don't ask me this, but it's a great value. If you could get these tickets, man, they're a great value. So for these, they basically do a doubleheader, right? So yep. We're the host place, I guess you could say, the venue.
Host country.
Right? The host mm-hmm. country venue, mm-hmm. there, right? Here it is in L.A., and we get the 4 o'clock, the first game.
Yes.
And guess who gets the prime time game? Mexico and Canada. Both of those, we yep. get kicked to the side. Mainly Mexico. You want to know why there were so many empty seats? Because as I alluded to before, being a very good value, you could basically do like, I know, Mike, you've been to some doubleheader baseball games. They do the same thing for those, for this mm-hmm. year. So fans of Canada and mainly Mexico purchase those tickets in advance, and it's a 2-for-1 deal where you can come to the first game if you want to, but most of the time they don't. But they make sure to get that ticket for that second game. And then later on that evening, whenever they played versus Canada, oh yeah, it was packed. It was loads of people because they bought all those tickets. Now, we were talking about this before. As to maybe giving some reasons or some solutions to alleviate this. Why would you have two games on the same night in the same venue? That right there is just a nightmare. And why would you have, for anybody else who's listening to this, this multi-sport fanatics as me and Mike are, right? The NCAA basketball tournament tipped off, started yesterday. Okay?
Yes.
So you got eyes of the nation mainly is on focused on another sport on another day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we not play this game on Wednesday before the tournament? And then have Mexico and Canada play on Thursday, play that primetime slot or whatever, and guess what? Mm-hmm. It would have been sold out because the people were going to be going to the Mexican fans around in L.A. and California and right across the border would have still went there, still would have been packed out, and we'd had more people, more eyes, and more support for the U.S. men's national team on Wednesday. But that makes too much sense. Makes too much sense.
Right. Right. I totally agree, Maddie. If we're going to promote our sport and make soccer, you know, it's the world sport, guys. If we're going to make it popular over here and we're going to really get these guys, you know, some of the athletes participating in soccer, right? All you young kids out there listening, they got to start scheduling. They got to be more calculated with that, man. You're right. It should have been on Wednesday. It should have been at prime time on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that everyone can see our guys. Shout out to Coach Mauricio Pochettino. He's done an excellent job since he's been hired, guys. That was the first loss he's had since he has been named the U.S. Men's National Coach, okay? Got to give it to him. And all of a sudden, this is kind of what pissed me off, Maddie. All of a sudden, I'm hearing these pundits, ESPN, these guys are getting on here, and they're pretty much dumping on them. They're saying, oh, this was the worst loss. Oh, this was embarrassing. Hello, you didn't support him in the first place. He was undefeated coming in here, right? In actual competitions, right? And now all of a sudden these guys are want to talk down on him. And, you know, like I said, the schedule was poor. So, we didn't have the support of our super fans here in America to come out there and show up. So that kind of, you know, pissed me off, bro. And I was a little upset about that, you know, to be honest. So, guys, you got to be a little bit more calculated. You got to really, like Maddie said, really, when you're looking at schedule and all that stuff, you got to think this thing out. You got to have it where it's more accessible to everyone. And, yeah, that was a little upsetting.
Again, I don't understand why you would have that many games in that venue like that. It just, you're just asking for trouble. Separate them, have two different games, two different nights, and it would have been no problem at all. You would have been able to pack out both of those stadiums without any issues. And like I said, and also the different days, and be aware of what else is going on. Be aware that you have the NCAA tournament that you're going to be contending with. Even if it was, let's just say this wasn't in March. Let's just say that it's another time with another sport here that Americans would be right now more, without using the right, glued to, right? Soccer is still up and coming, right? It here in the United States. It's still up and coming. We can't expect it to have that same passion that these other countries have for it, where you can put it up against basketball, you can put it up against baseball, and it's going to win 9 times out of 10 in another country. But over here, like for the World Series, for example, in October, you can't put something like that up against the World Series in the same time and everything else and expected to do the same numbers. Is not going to do that.
Right.
So the people who are making the decisions in U.S. men's soccer, right, they got to think about the whole bigger picture. They need to be super fans of sports, right? We look out for the super fans, you know, in the soccer world, but the ones that's making the decisions need to be overall super fans and keep in mind everything that's going on to put U.S. soccer in the best position to thrive. Because right now they're not doing it at all. I mean, it's I even made a comment to you, and I stand by this. It almost seems as if there's somebody in U.S. soccer that's undermining, because there's no way that somebody...
Sabotage.
There is no way that somebody sat there and put it out there that said, yeah, 4 p.m. Pacific in L.A. on a Thursday. Yep, that's it. That's going to work. Because if you really thought that was going to work, I got some words for you.
Yeah, they're pretty much playing that second fiddle to... And no, look, guys, all love, no disrespect to Mexico, Canada, you know, love you guys. But this is our country. This is our backyard. We're in SoFi. You know, we're at home in L.A. We should have been the primetime game. And it should have been on Wednesday, like Maddie said. Shouldn't have been on Thursday. Shouldn't have been at 4 p.m. You know, people still at work. Nobody's there supporting the team. And, you know, it's frustrating. I know we're already qualified because we're hosting, guys, but in the World Cup next year. But that put a bad taste in my mouth right there, that whole situation. And please, USA Soccer, please. Hey, guys, let's get a grip, okay? Let's make sure in the future, let's plan this out better. Hey, we're here. We'll give you some advice if you want. You know what I'm saying?
We won't charge too much of a fee.
Nah. We're a volunteer, right?
Yeah, there you go. I love to volunteer.
Right. But yeah, bro, I mean, that was... It's just crazy, and then everybody coming down on them. When they were winning, nobody really gave them any, you know, any credit or whatever. But now they want to dump on these guys. But shout out U.S. Men's National Team. Hold your head. Keep up, you know, the good work. Tough loss, but again, salute to Panama. That was a great. They scored. That was breathtaking. At the ending of it, heartbreaking and breathtaking. But a great match overall. I would say.
Yeah. That. Men's national team did well, but the U.S. soccer as a whole, from the leadership standpoint, y'all got to do better, man. They just got to do better.
Hopefully, we'll be doing some visiting to the facilities and stuff out there. Well, out here in Atlanta area, USA, Team USA and stuff like that. So, hope to see you guys soon, whether... this summer, next summer, whatever. But we'll definitely be reaching out and get a chance to meet some of you guys and partake and participate in helping U.S. soccer grow. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah.
All right, Mike, you want to get into some picks? Got it's a loaded schedule this weekend.
Yeah, what are we looking like? We can do a quick rundown. Hold on, let me see. Okay. Let me see. We can go to some picks. So we got we'll go down real quick. We ain't gonna give you guys a quick rundown of our picks. So we got what is this? Cincinnati. Okay, tomorrow early games. We got Cincinnati at home, and we got Atlanta United looking to bounce back. Cincinnati, we already know these guys are a loaded gun. what say you on this one, Maddie?
I'm going to take Cincinnati at home. I just think that stadium we talked about, you know, just before, having a packed stadium, feeling that energy, it makes a big difference. I think that they're going to turn it around. I call me Cincinnati bias, but I think that home cooking is going to come home for them.
That's our next road game, too. So mark that down. We're going up there to Cincinnati, Sin City. We're going to go up there and check you guys out live, okay? I agree. I think Atlanta, Cincinnati, just as talented, or even more so, to be honest, right? And they're at home. Prove us wrong, Atlanta. You know, show us what you got. But as of right now, I'm going to rock with Cincinnati. Okay, next. Tomorrow, this is a primetime game to me at 3:30 tomorrow. Minnesota. That's how they say it up there, right? Minnesota and the Galaxy. at it again. Galaxy looking for their first win, and they have to head up there to Minnesota. What say you on this one?
I want to say that LA's going to bounce back, but
again, really?
hold on. I said that's what I want to say. But this is, again, the home teams, they got to take precedent, and Minnesota's playing very well. It's at Minnesota. I can't pick against them, so I'm going Minnesota.
Okay, well, I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks back on you, okay? I agree. L.A., man, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I mean, they haven't won yet this year, so these guys really got to do some soul-searching right now. And, hey, I'm going with Minnesota. Those guys and that young coach up there, we love them. Keep doing your thing. He continues to impress, and these guys can continue to compete. Okay, next up, my guys, we're going to be at home. You guys better show up there at Sports Illustrated Stadium. My Red Bulls. Yeah, they better show up. I've been seeing a lot of, it's been like 50, 60%. I know the weather's been crazy and cold, but I need my diehard super fans to show up there. Yeah, we're hosting Toronto FC tomorrow, and that's at, 6:30 tomorrow. I look for us to win at home. I look for us to win in not dominating, but in a strong fashion. I think we're starting to come together. You know, we're putting everything together. I'm sick of these ties, but I see us winning convincingly tomorrow at home against Toronto. Sandro, I believe in you, bro. Put Sofo out there, right? Play Julian. Yeah, he earned that, yo. You know, I'm not sure if my guy's coming, if Captain Morgan's coming back or not this week from his injury. I'm not sure, but either way, Sandro, let's make it happen. You know, put the young fellow out there, Sofo. And I like his energy. I like what he brought to the table. Julian, you're gonna get some playing time also, but anywho, I don't wanna talk too much to my guys. Go ahead, Manny.
I agree with you on the Red Bulls pick. That I think that Toronto is not looking too good right now. So if you guys don't win, there's gonna be alarms going off saying wee wee wee, because yeah, that one there is, and no draws. Y'all don't need no ties, no draws, right? It needs to be like you said, a good 3-0, 3-1, convincing wins.
Yeah, convincing.
Gotta be something. All right, let's go on down. Let me pick one. Let me okay. Pick the Glizzy Throwers, right? That's what I'm gonna start calling them. They're not the Philly Union. They're the Glizzy Throwers, right?
Okay.
You watched that game. You watched the game, right?
I saw some of it, but go ahead. I'll let you.
Sorry. Just for a little bit of a background, the reason why I'm saying that, my Nashville team, Nashville SC, just played Philadelphia Union, and there's been a lot of banter going online, especially on Twitter, which I'm on. Like I said, I mentioned almost every episode. I'm on it a lot. So apparently it was $1 hot dog night because it was at
really?
Philadelphia. Hold on, it's better. It gets better than that.
Pause.
Right? It gets better. There was a moment in the game where a call went against them, and it went our way, and the fans, a couple of them, decided to throw their dollar hot dogs onto the field.
Oh, Lord. Lot of mercy.
And they had to pause. You know, and the guy, the assistants or whatever you call them, the people who help out. It wasn't security. It was the other ones, you know, the field caretakers and whatnot. So they had to come on the field and pick up all the, you know, hot dogs and things like that, and pick them up and get them off the field. Man. Oh, man. Yeah, it's funny. But, yeah, let's get back to the actual game. Philly is playing St. Louis. It's at home. I don't think it's going to be a dollar hot dog night, but who you got, Mike?
Philly's been, like you said, until you guys smacked them up, they were playing very well. I mean, they're at home. St. Louis has been pretty good too, to be honest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have been. Shout out to the Lose, the St. Lunatics, right? But
I don't think St. Louis has let up a goal yet. They haven't. Their defense they haven't let up a goal yet.
Yeah. I'm going to go Philly. The simple fact, coming off of the humbling loss to you guys, I think that now they're more focused. They're like, okay, you know, they're at home. They want to prove themselves as if they're real. They're the real deal. They're not a fluke. They're not a flash in the pan. So I'm going to rock with Philly this week.
This one's going to be very interesting. That's why I picked it. I picked it partly because of the story, behind it, but it's going to be interesting because you got two, very differing teams. The fact that St. Louis hasn't let up a goal all year is very telling. And the fact that, up to before they played us, they had one of the best offenses. So you have the unstoppable force and the immovable object going head to head. It's going to be different. It's going to be, I want to say that St. Louis can get a result if they keep that stout defense. That's an if. Mm-hmm. And if they can get some goals. See, St. Louis's problem is they just can't score. They're having trouble scoring. So it's at home for Philly. It's going to be very, very interesting. But it wouldn't surprise me if St. Louis was to get this. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I'm going to go with them as kind of like a
St. Louis
sneak. Okay. Yeah, I see them as a sneak pick in a way. I think that because defense travels. That's one thing. If you got a stout defense, it tends to travel. It's not just a at home or on the road thing. It tends to go with you. So I think that they could get a result on the road.
Okay, well, I'm going to bet you. We ain't going to bet a hot dog, pause, but I will bet you a Philly cheesesteak.
Nah. Okay.
So that Philly will get the win, okay?
I got you, okay.
Charlie's, all right? Go ahead, Maddie.
All right, so then the next one we got my Nashville SCs playing Montreal at home. I think that we're going to handle business at home, similar fashion to what you were talking about with the other Canadian team that's not Vancouver,
all right?
Toronto. I think that we're in a similar situation that if we don't handle business, cause I'm very cautious with my praise or with my expectations, even. Just because that we won two games in a row doesn't mean that, oh, we're just about to win MLS Cup. It's just like, okay, right. We played a struggle in Portland, and then we had a very good game model, and I expected – I shouldn't say expected. I had a feeling that Philly was going to come down from their high because they had won three in a row, and they were doing so well and everything else. I even told you that. I said – just feel like they're coming, they're due for a bad game. This is exactly what I said. And it ended up being true. And this game here has trap game feel to me, where we're feeling ourselves. And that's why I go into this game optimistic that we will get the result. But right. I just know my team, and we can be riding high, and next thing you know, just drop. I hope that we continue to ride high. I'm hopeful that we continue to ride high. But I'm going to be watching very, very carefully. And I don't take any game for granted. Not as a Nashville fan. Not at all.
Right. I agree. I think you guys already know Nashville, Johnny Cashville. That's my second team, right? Shout out to those guys. Loved it. I love Nashville, that stadium and everything. You guys are going to ball out. Tomorrow, all you Nashville fans, super fans out there, show up and show out. First 10,000 fans, it's Hani Mukhtar bobblehead night, right?
It is.
Man, I wish we were up there. Yeah. So you guys are going to have those Montreal players. They're going to be like bobbleheads on the pitch tomorrow night, right? As we spoke about, as I predicted, as we see, Nashville's getting better and better each week, guys. These guys are just starting to gel together. I already knew the talent was there. They're at home. Montreal, hey, make a good competition of the match, but I don't see you guys winning it. I'm just going to keep it real with you. I'm definitely going to rock with Nashville, and I look for Mukhtar on Bobblehead Night to be the man of the match, the player of the match tomorrow. That should be a great one, but definitely Nashville.
Okay, all right. Let's get into this next one, because I'm looking here. This one here really gets my eye. This one here, I might have to stay up and watch this one. It comes on at 9:30 Eastern time. But this one has a very interesting storyline. And I'm looking at RSL versus Dallas. That's going to be very, very interesting.
Interesting.
I say that because Dallas traded with RSL. So they basically traded amongst themselves. And I think his name is Julio. Hold on. The player that played for RSL last year. Let's see.
Went to Dallas.
Yeah. Hold on. Anderson Julio, I think his name is. Yeah, Anderson Julio. He was very good. Yeah. He was very, very good for RSL. Got traded to Dallas. All right. So you got that mixed into it. So he's going back to his and it's at Salt Lake. So it's a home game for RSL.
That's Salt Lake.
Okay. That's all late, right? So he's going back home, first time versus the team. But it's also Dallas is kind of they're with what's his name? Can't think of his name right now. I see his face. Lucho. With Lucho, he's kind of changed the attitude, right? And they're becoming more chippy and everything else. So you got this guy getting traded from RSL to Dallas. Lucho changing the culture. And then on the flip side of it, you got RSL. It's a home game for them. You got Diego Luna, who's that dog, and everything else. That's going to be a good one. I can see that. I can see those two just getting ready to collide. I can just see it.
It's pretty much have the same sentiments I do. Is this going to be a get-back game for Anderson Julio? Coming back home to Salt Lake, is he going to, you know? Cause this kid, he can score. He's a great attacker, right? We know this, right? End up going down to Dallas, and I think we both picked Dallas as they were going to be. I can't remember if I had them in or out. I'm trying to remember. They might have been on the cusp, right? Trying to remember.
I think if I remember right, I think we both had them out because we made our picks before the Lucho Acosta deal went through, and he has changed them up a good bit. And Cincinnati is definitely missing him for his creativity. And say whatever you want to about his disagreements with the front office, but I mean, he made them competitive, and he is a competitor himself. He gives me that AI vibe. He gives me that, you know, I may not get along with everybody else, but when I'm out here, I'm giving it my all, and you can definitely see it on the field or on the court or wherever. And that's what, you know, he does. He gives me that gritty that, you know, you may not like me, but you can't deny what I do.
Right. Is Diego Luna, is he going to be back? Because he was on the team last night. U.S. Men's National Team, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was on there. I wonder if he's going to be.
Well,
he should be available.
He should be, right. You're saying. Since the team got put out and everything else, he should be available. If he may not start, but he'll probably be available as a reserve or a bench player. But then again, if he played, he might be a bench player. But if he didn't play at all, he might be good to go and everything else. So yeah, he more than likely I could see that happening. Unfortunately for him, he would probably rather be, you know, ready to go for the U.S. team instead. And that's another topic for another day. Why MLS isn't taking a break like everybody else is and not having an international break and whatnot. That's, again.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, that's another topic for another day. You're right. All right, last one. We got an early.
I didn't pick. It's all good. Let me pick. Because here's what I was gonna say. RSL is at home. They beat last week? Houston. I think they beat the Dynamo. That was their first road win, if I'm not mistaken. I think they're gonna ride that momentum coming back home, and I'm gonna pick those guys to win at home over Dallas. I'm going to pick RSL at home. Yes.
Yeah. But I can see that too. It's going to be an interesting match, but I can see RSL pulling out at home. But I will say this, I agree with you. I think that Anderson Julio is going to get is get back. He'll probably score. He may even get two.
Right.
But will that be enough to get them over the hump? We'll see. Yeah, I think that RSL can get that win at home. And
okay,
all right. Last game for our fourth episode here. We got an early Sunday night soccer. I guess you could call it Sunday afternoon soccer this time. It's going to be at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is Austin versus San Diego. And it's Austin is at home at Q2 Stadium. What you got, Mike? Who do you think?
Man, San Diego's another team, which we knew they were going to be pretty good, right, first year. They've been really, really playing well. I mean, I can't say enough about those guys, of course. First-year franchise, and they're right in the thick of things, right? They're definitely in the top, what is it, 15, I think, right now? Power, you know, we haven't went over the power rankings as of yet, but I think they're in there. And they're playing on the road, correct? They're going to, Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Austin has a nice squad. I'm going with the road team. I'm going San Diego, man. You know, I've been riding with these guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going San Diego, man. Austin, I don't think I had those guys in the playoffs, actually. And they've been all right. They got a lot of talent. We know our guys. I'll let you elaborate on him. But our guys, he's over there now from, what is it, Columbus, right? I mean, Cincinnati, right?
What team are you talking about?
He's at Austin right now. Who's the kid that came over? Damn, what's his name, man?
Oh, you're talking about Brandon Vasquez. Yeah, talking about him?
Right. Yeah. He came over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay.
He hasn't quite performed up to the level they expected. And it hasn't quite come together as of yet. But the team itself is still playing pretty well. I think Austin will get the win. I think they'll get the win at home. It's going to be a challenge. Because San Diego, you're right. San Diego has put together a very good roster in a short period of time. They're competing. Yes. They're doing all the right things so far. But on the road, this is going to be tough. This is going to be a tough, similar situation to their first game they ever played versus the Galaxy what did the guys play? Those at I can't think of the name of the Dignity Health Sports Park. It's going to be a similar situation to that, right? They already have that experience on the road, but I want to give Austin just a little slight advantage. They just beat LAFC. They're feeling good. Back home, Ozuni is back in the lineup. They got everything straight with him. So you got Vasquez, Ozuni, offense is going together. I think that Austin's going to get the win. Probably going to be like 1-0. It's going to be a very close. 1-0?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a defensive sort of game. And Austin's going to take. They're going to get opportunity. It's probably going to be on a corner or something like that, and they're going to get it 1-0. That's what I'm going with.
You may be right, bro, because they did just beat LAFC, right, last week. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, Austin beat those guys in a tough match, 1-0. So, you know, They're at home. But I'm going to go with Diego in the, you know, no P word this time, guys. You know?
Well, they're on the road, so they don't do it on the road. They do it at home.
Right. This is true. But, yeah, I'm going to rock with those guys. And then we'll definitely see what's up. But, yeah, that is an early match, Sunday match. But we'll definitely be tuning in and checking that out for sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. I don't particularly know why they're doing it, but I mean, hey, it's interesting. It opens up Sunday night for other things. So yeah, yes, that'll be a good one so far. What's been your opinion on Sunday night soccer so far? Have they picked the right games? Do you think that they need to have that flexibility, or have the games been, you know, up to par so far?
So far, so great, right? We've had double headers on Sunday, right? They've given us two for the price of one, right? A couple of Sundays. I think they need to be flexible in that. Like I said, right now we have Vancouver, who's, you know, mega hot. Teams like that get an opportunity to play on Sunday night, right? And give them guys show them some love. I think they should be flexible in you know, in that sense. But overall, I've been very impressed. Again, I'm gonna kiss my phone right now because I love the MLS app, man. I mean, it's keeping us right. It's just so feature rich and keeping us in tune with everything and up to date with everything. And I think it's been it's been very good. And they need to keep improving upon it. I know why it's early, because we got the NCAA tournament and such going on. That's probably why they did it. They maybe scheduled it earlier, I'm thinking, right? To, you know, kind of squeezing in there. But, yeah, guys, super fans, you guys keep supporting, man. Keep showing your love. Keep showing support for your favorite teams and just the league in general. And, you know, that's what we're about, man. We're trying to grow this thing and grow the sport. And it's been, I think it's been a huge success thus far. But what's your thoughts, bro?
I think that the game so far, other than the only stinker really so far, is Houston Miami. And really, it didn't have anything to do with the game, other than the external things. And we already delved into that. Look, they can't figure that. There's no way they knew whenever they made out the schedule that was going to happen the way it did. But I think that having the flexibility to go with a different type of game would be a benefit going forward. Maybe something they could look into. But yeah, so far they have been good. They've been very good. They've been excellent, and I'm enjoying it. The last game, the Atlanta and Miami, there was a camera angle, and whenever they did it, I was like, "Yo, I really like that." Where it's like a kind of a zoom in angle on the player with the ball, and I was on the wing. It was very good, and I hope to see some more of that. Please, Apple, put some more of those angles in there. That I really enjoyed it. But yeah, they're doing good with it. And on that point where you talked about support, thank you to everybody and anybody who has been listening. And it doesn't matter if this is 6 months, a year from now, or whatever, from original recording. We appreciate you. We love you guys like you love us. And thank you for your support.
Thank you.
But on that note, I think that's our episode. We'll have to catch you guys next time. But
yes, Mike, yes.
I'll let you get a word in. We'll wrap this thing up.
He pretty much said it all, broski. Yeah, guys, thanks for you know, tuning in, checking us out, showing love. Like I said, keep supporting soccer, MLS, super fans all around the world. Hey, come in, keep listening. We're gonna get better, guys. We're just starting out, new at this. We're doing this for the love, guys. We're doing this for the fans, okay? And like I said, my guy Maddie and I, Maddie Savage, we're going to keep you guys entertained. Are you not entertained? But thank you guys again. Appreciate you. Much love.
All right. Later, you knuckleheads.
Thank you for joining us and showing your support. Become a part of our community by subscribing to our SoccerCast. Hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. Peace out.